2-Minute Christianity. 50 Big Ideas Every Christian Should Understand. Chapter 36. Virgin Birth Prophecy. At Christmas, we're reminded of the Bible's best-known prophecy claim, the virgin birth. We're told that the birth of Jesus fulfilled a prophecy written 750 years earlier in the Old Testament book of Isaiah. The first problem with this claim is that the evidence of the fulfillment is not independent but comes through the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, the authors of which would have read the prophecy. A fulfilled prophecy would have improved the Jesus story, so how do we know they didn't read about a prophecy and then just write that it was fulfilled? The three relevant verses in Isaiah 7 are not even a prophecy of a Messiah. Here's the story in that chapter. In the early 700s BCE, Syria and Israel allied with nearby countries for protection against Assyria, the local bully that was vacuuming up smaller states. Judea refused to join the alliance, and Syria and Israel, fearing a potential enemy, moved to conquer Judea. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah to tell the king of Judea that, with faith, his enemies would be destroyed. Isaiah gave him a sign, quote, "The young woman will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel," unquote. Before the boy is old enough to understand right from wrong, Judea's enemies will be destroyed. In other words, in 5 or 10 years your enemies will be destroyed, that's the point of the Emmanuel story. The boy is simply a living clock. And not only is Emmanuel not a Messiah, his three-verse story isn't even a significant part of this chapter, which goes on to describe Judea's painful future after conquest by Assyria. Isaiah prefaces the prophecy to the king with, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign." This sign was obviously a near-term event since it had to come during the king's lifetime. The Emmanuel story is a prophecy, but it's a prophecy to be fulfilled in a few years, not 750 years. Remember the Emmanuel prophecy. Before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid to waste. This doesn't map onto Jesus's life. And where do we find the crucifixion and resurrection in Emmanuel's life? The story doesn't even have a miraculous birth. A virgin woman will have sex, become pregnant, and deliver a boy. This isn't miraculous or even surprising. If this prediction involved a miracle, we'd expect more to be made of it to eliminate the obvious mundane explanation. Isaiah doesn't even use the word virgin. Since the author of Matthew was literate in Greek, he was likely more familiar with the Greek translation of scripture, the Septuagint. The original Hebrew term meant young woman. While modern Bibles often use virgin in Isaiah, that seems intended only to preserve the imagined prophecy. As a final irony, Matthew rejects his own prophecy. The baby isn't named Emmanuel, as Isaiah requires, he's named Jesus. What do you think? Add a comment, and don't forget to like and subscribe. To read the text of this chapter with references, go to 2minutechristianity.com and search for this chapter. Or buy the book and get all 50 chapters at once. Thanks for your interest.